producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good day, Jennifer.
Hello.
Good day, Ken. Good day, Kara. Good day, Rich. Good day to you. Hello. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The focus in part today, a lot of different things, as usual, going on in the world. This woman whose husband was killed in Jordan last year, suing Twitter, saying that Twitter gave the Islamic State militants a platform to spread their propaganda, and she thinks that's why her husband was killed. Her name is Tamara Fields. Her husband, Lloyd, died along with five other people when a gunman opened fire at a police training facility in Jordan. Mr. Fields working at an international police training center as a contractor, training policemen from Jordan and Iraq and the Palestinian territories in basic policing and security skills. The lawsuit has been filed here in California, alleging that the, quote, explosive growth of Daesh over the last few years has made it the most feared terrorist group in the world. It would not have happened without Twitter. You agree with that, Jennifer? Is Twitter responsible for the death of this man?
I think that it's a fair conversation to have because Twitter does provide a platform to these people. And we know that ISIS has figured out a way to use those platforms to spread their message to people. But at the same time, I don't know if you can really sue them. I mean, it just seems like we're so sue happy. We want to find a reason to blame everybody. And I understand. I mean, when someone in your family dies, you want to try to figure it out. You want to try to come to terms with it. Maybe this is the way you think you're going to do that. But I can't imagine that this goes very far.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's a thought. It's an idea. It gives you sort of it's another example of the breadth, if you will, of the interest, A, in all the social media, and B, how extensive the legal minds are of people who want to sue somebody else.
You have to be sympathetic.
Very creative.
They lost someone. And, you know, they use Twitter. I mean, that's proven. ISIS uses Twitter to communicate. But I don't know. That's kind of a slippery slope to go down.
All right. So here we have last night's presidential debate. A lot of people think Ted Cruz did well. Donald Trump did well. There are Chris Christie fans that he did well. Then what happened to Mike Huckabee? What happened to Carly Fiorina? What happened to the people on the other?
Actually a good debate. Did you watch it?
What I got out of the coverage of it, Jennifer, was that Huckabee is talking a lot about Ted Cruz and the focus that Trump has had. Cruz can't run because he was born in Canada. And Huckabee thinks that it's a very compelling and convincing legal case. Could be problematic for Cruz. Here is Cruz talking about his problem.
Back in September, my friend Donald said that he had had his lawyers look at this from every which way. And there was no issue there. There was nothing to this birther issue. Since September, the Constitution hasn't changed. But the poll numbers have. I recognize that Donald is dismayed that his poll numbers are falling in Iowa. But the facts and the law here are really quite clear. Under longstanding U.S. law, the child of a U.S. citizen born abroad is a natural-born citizen. I would note that the birther theories that Donald has been relying on, some of the more extreme ones insist that you must not only be born on U.S. soil, but have two parents born on U.S. soil. Under that theory, not only would I be disqualified, Marco Rubio would be disqualified. Interestingly enough, Donald J. Trump would be disqualified.
Aha! So the crowd didn't know who to boo. They booed Cruz when he attacked Trump, and then they booed Trump for whatever other things he was bringing up. The fact checkers are all over all this stuff. I don't know whether it makes a difference or not. Do you think really anybody pays any attention to the facts? in this. I mean,
oh,
really.
No. Those are just
inconvenient.
Yeah, they're just flying around in the air. But I do think, and I said it to you before, Dougie, I don't think that Trump is necessarily wrong. I think that we're in a really divided political state, Republicans versus Democrats all the time. And I think if Ted Cruz were to be the nominee and he ran for the presidency, this is something most definitely a Hillary Clinton or a Bernie Sanders would bring up to use against him.
Yep.
And so,
would they use it against Donald Trump? Would they use it against Marco Rubio? Because
Ted Cruz is the only one who had the right perfect storm for this to be used against, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, because there is a little bit of gray area there. Now, Cruz seemed very prepared, very willing to talk about it. I think if he stays like that, if he kind of brings it up himself, I think it loses its power.
Right.
If he keeps talking about it, you know?
Just keep bringing it, bringing it to the surface. Here he talks about a New York Times article regarding his failure to disclose a loan that he got from Goldman Sachs.
You know, the nice thing about the mainstream media, they don't hide their views. The New York Times a few weeks back had a columnist who wrote a column saying anybody but Cruz. Now, in terms of their really stunning hit piece, what they mentioned is when I was running for Senate, unlike Hillary Clinton, I don't have masses of money in the bank, hundreds of millions of dollars. When I was running for Senate, just about every lobbyist, just about all of the establishment opposed me in the Senate race in Texas. And my wife Heidi and I, we ended up investing everything we own. We took a loan against our assets to invest it in that campaign to defend ourselves against those attacks. And the entire New York Times attack is that I disclosed that loan on one filing with the United States Senate that was a public filing, but it was not on a second filing with the FEC. Both of those filings were public. And yes, I made a paperwork error disclosing it on one piece of paper instead of the other. But if that's the best hit the New York Times has got, they better go back to the well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It is a hit piece because we all know the news media isn't really about the news. It's about posturing. It's about their point of view. It's about trying to get you to convince you that this is right and that's wrong. And for people who can't think for themselves, this is great. New York
Trump
Times, all the news that's fit to print and everything that can be skewed is skewed. That's
Trump had a line about the New York Times. He said, they asked him a question. He goes, no, that's completely false. He goes, that was in the New York Times. They're never right.
Yeah. Now, in a related, rather interesting story about Goldman Sachs, The Big Short, one of the movies nominated for an Academy Award, those of you who have ever borrowed any money, they have a mortgage on your house, you should go see that movie because, excuse me, you won't sleep too well knowing what's going on right now. So in conjunction with that, Goldman Sachs reached an agreement yesterday with the feds to pay $5 billion in fines because of the way they handle these mortgage-backed securities. $5 billion. $2.5 billion in penalties, about $1 billion in cash payments, and consumer relief, mortgage principal forgiveness for underwater homeowners, distressed borrowers. There's a whole thing resurfacing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go tomorrow morning, Jennifer, to a seminar that's being conducted by the state of California to help people understand how to deal with their mortgages if they have filed for a refi or they filed for reconsideration, adjustments to mortgages. There are so many scams. And people like Goldman Sachs are still up to their Mickey in this stuff. So it just kind of tells you how much money is at stake here. If they can pay a $5 billion fine and still be doing more or less the same thing that they were doing before, there's got to be a lot of dough in it. These loans are riskier, and the people that were involved in them, this is the latest. There have been these fines and settlements with Chase and Wells Fargo. All the big banks have had to pay these penalties. Citigroup, Bank of America. And so the question remains, one, what are they doing, the feds, what are they doing with this money? Mm-hmm. Maybe I should stop right there. Where's this $5 billion going? Some of it's going as relief to the people who were screwed by them and the mortgage-backed world, but where's the rest of it going? It goes into the Treasury to do what? What do they do with them? Huh? Think about it for a second.
I mean, there are a couple of things to think about. One of them, $5 billion mortgage settlement. That shows you how much they were involved. But then, two, what is the federal government doing with all this money? Don't you want to know? I want to know.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah.
And I think we're owed that, don't you think? I mean,
absolutely.
I think we should get an accounting.
Hello, it's our, basically our money. 16 past the hour on the Good Day program.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese crisp sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Crisp sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from we say, crisp sandwich!
Wow. Where you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
GEICO applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because GEICO has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. GEICO will insure that entire RV so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Wait a minute, I'm getting an address. Hold on for just a second. 555 North Harbor Boulevard. I know we're on the air. What do you think? I don't know that I'm on the air. I know. I'm just Kara's all, Doug, what are you doing?
Well, excuse me.
It's radio, Kara. We're into
Jennifer, what's your phone number again?
550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California.
Thank you very much.
You
that's
got
where,
that?
I got that. Right, thank
all
you
right.
Very much. That's where we're having lunch on Sunday. There we are. Right. Everybody knows that. Thank you very much. So the debate.
Come on up and join us.
Yeah, come on. Have a good time. The debate on Facebook. Apparently, the top moment was when Mr. Cruz said, I've spent my entire life defending the Constitution before the Supreme Court, and I'll tell you, I'm not going to be taking legal advice from Donald Trump, referring to Trump's advice that Cruz get a legal judgment that he's a natural-born citizen and thus eligible to run for president because Trump has the same sort of problem. So we've asked people on our Facebook page, facebook.com/good day, what you would ask the candidates. So what good ones are still circulating around in there, Kenny?
Greg says, I'd like to know their position on the TPP and immigration.
Yep.
They talked about that last night,
they
actually.
They did, yeah.
Pretty extensively. And it was very funny because John Kasich was talking about how he supports the PTT.
As soon as I heard him say that, he's done with me.
I know, but he called it the PTT and he said he supported it. I told you about Kasich.
I know you did. But I have had good feelings about Kasich because I like him about when he supports the TPP, which puts I don't understand how a governor from Ohio, which is an ag state, can support TPP because it puts all the family farmers out of business. So Kasich just got the red line from me. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Hi, all right, let's get to the action here. 888-302-3684. If you can figure out what brings these three songs together, what do they have in common? You might best to serve yourself by dialing 888-302-DOUG and getting on into the queue. Winner is going to get a copy of Maria Trilogy's book, Life is Great When You Do the Work. It is a very inspirational book. You will be inspired. Actually, I think this contest today is inspiring. Kenny, you've done a lot of work here to put three songs together. Now it's up to the audience to figure out what. And we've had what sort of up and down luck this week with people. Some of the stuff was easy, some of it wasn't. Sometimes the stuff we think is hardest is what people find the easiest. In other ways, yesterday's was a snap and nobody figured it out. So let's see if we can see what puts these three songs together. First one by the Scorpions. Here I am. From 1984.
I didn't even cheat.
Really? This song was at number 5 on the charts when it came out in 84. They re-recorded the song in 2000 with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and then re-recorded again last year for a Fiber One commercial. Crank it up there, Carol, will you please? Next song by the Jeff Healey Band.
By the way.
What? I wonder.
You guys can't get this one.
No, you'll never figure this out. From his 2008 album Mess of Blues, which was released just weeks after he died. Album largely a covers collection, songs recorded by B.B. King and Neil Young and Elvis Presley on this this album. All right, so Jeff Healey's got the second song. The Scorpions got the first song. This is Jimmy Buffett with Trying to Reason with Hurricane Season.
Squalls out on the Gulf Stream.
big storm coming soon.
Yeah.
Passed out in my mind.
Another clue would be the name Alex.
I slept away past noon. Stood up and tried to focus.
I'll be blown away if someone doesn't get the answer to that.
Jennifer will be blown away if you... Okay.
I see what you did there.
All right. So, Kara, I can't read the names if you have... There's something wrong with my screen, so you can tell me where you want me to go. I mean, you already did, but
you
can tell me on the... Where to go? What line is he on?
I could use a breath.
Grover, welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Well, thank you. Where are you?
I'm in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
All right. Good to have you here. What would you say was the theme for these three songs?
Well, I don't know. I think it's a song about hurricanes.
Ah! Woo! Well, the guy's a genius.
Nice job.
Got it all
figured out. Well, I am a teacher, so you know.
So when's the last time you had a problem with a hurricane in Jonesboro, Arkansas?
Not recently.
No. All right. What do you like best about listening to this radio program?
Oh, I really like the conversation. I mean, I drive back and forth an hour every morning to teach, and I really enjoy listening to you guys talk about like current stories that keep it light. You're not all caught up in your own things.
All right.
I like that.
We're all caught up in our pajamas, mostly. That's what.
Yeah, and I'm not going to speak to Doug for the rest of the show.
No, thank you very much. All right, hold on a second. We'll take care of you with that book. Meanwhile, a lot of things are changing in the world of medical care for your pet. In the Pet Show Tip of the Day today, Warren Eckstein has some more information for you on that.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of things are changing in the medical profession for people, and so changing for the medical profession for pets, too. For example, there's a lot of alternative pet care out there. What is alternative pet care? It's a little bit different. It's kind of what I like to call integrative pet care, where they use conventional methods in conjunction with things like aromatherapy, massage, chiropractics. Don't laugh now. There's yoga. They call it doga crystals, acupuncture, herbal remedies. Do they really work? If you go to a doctor who practices integrative medicine, very often what they do, the veterinarian will take real conventional veterinary practices and put them together with the so-called alternative pet care. And it really makes a difference. Right now, for example, my own German Shepherd is receiving acupuncture. He's on medication as well, but he's receiving acupuncture and he's doing great. So if you're not getting the results, you might want to speak to your doctor about looking for an alternative. There are alternative vets out there. Using both can make all the difference. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 plenty points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty as a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Okay, you're okay. 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. I'm Dudley. Who's chuckling? Who is it that's chuckling? How dare you?
I don't know.
Who is chuckling?
I think you have a phantom laugh. I didn't hear anything, sir.
Really? Okay. I thought it was you. Or maybe Kara. She's been very disrespectful today. And it's in big trouble. Hey, focus now on the later in the half hour, Pauline Frommer from Frommer.com with the airline information, travel information, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right now, though, I'm jumping the gun because there is some good news for those of us who travel a lot. You may find this interesting. American Airlines, Delta, United lead the world in something, at least, other than offering the worst service in the world. Most of their fleets have decent Wi-Fi. Three-quarters of U.S. airline seat miles, or seats themselves, are capable of having Wi-Fi. This is from the Global State of In-Flight Wi-Fi Report, something that you all have missed today, but because I am on the job and I am doing as much as I can to familiarize you with important things going on in the world. And actually, this is important. I'm not trying to be facetious. Oh, I am a little. But a lot of people think it's important on the plane to have Wi-Fi. Emirates, the largest airline in international service, ranks fourth. So Americans first, Delta second, United is third, Emirates is fourth. I'm amazed at how big that airline has gotten and how fast it's gotten there. Emirates, yeah.
Yeah, well, did you hear about they have the cabin where you can actually rent and sleep in it?
Oh, yeah.
For like $28,000 a flight or something. Oh, yeah. Ridiculous.
Right. Ridiculous, yeah, exactly. Yes. All right, Southwest on this list, number five. Let's see here. 53 airlines around the world offer Wi-Fi. That's it. Most of them outside of our country. Middle East airlines that all are growing really very quickly. Among the top 10 globally, Lufthansa offers Wi-Fi on all of its long-haul fleet. Singapore Airlines does. JetBlue does. Let's see here. What am I looking at? The most connected route and now the most popular route internationally out of New York is New York to Dubai. Hmm. Isn't that amazing? They're using one of those A380s, the double-decker planes. The least connected route is from Hong Kong to London. Only 13% of seats have connection, and that's a route that's dominated by both British Airways and Cathay Pacific. Cathay Pacific is actually quite a good airline, I think. So, meanwhile, on the flying front, reports today at DougStephan.com about emotional support animals on airplanes. I had Charlotte to support me. Some of you may be bringing your dog as a support animal. Here's a report on a recent Delta flight where somebody's emotional support animal was a turkey.
Ugh. Many airline passengers cringe when they hear crying babies on board, but how about a gobbling turkey? That really happened aboard a recent Delta flight. Many passengers bring their service animals on flights to help calm their fear of flying. With the proper paperwork, the Air Carrier Access Act allows almost every species of service animals on board U.S. flights, except snakes and other reptiles, ferrets, rodents, and spiders.
Okay.
Emotional support on the plane. Yeah.
Can I have a moment to just tell you? I am so ticked about this.
Really?
We have wussified this country into oblivion. The fact that people can't travel without their dog, their turkey, or their spider is embarrassing. It's humiliating. It's terrible to the animals. I don't know where PETA is on this. I think I just told you, Doug. I just took a flight from Prague back to L.A., and I went through Switzerland. Some dummy gets aboard the flight from Switzerland, Zurich, to Los Angeles, which is 13 hours, with a freaking dog, Doug, a gigantic dog that's not just a little tiny puppy that you can put on your lap. This dog is like the size of a horse. It was like one of those big dogs, and he's got the service animal thing strapped on the back of it. How is that even fair? I don't want to be on the flight for 12, 13 hours. This dog couldn't go to the bathroom. It's not like he was using the little pee-pee pads. I mean,
yeah, that'd be,
are you
that,
nuts?
That's tough on the dog.
Yes!
Never mind whatever
else
is going on.
To lay on the ground?
On. The dog, not going to the... Well, the dog's well-trained if it holds it for 12 hours, but...
Oh,
the
they were jogging. They were pushing to get off the plane first, and then they were running. But you still have to clear customs. I mean, it's not like they have a dog pee-pee area where you can, you know, run right past.
Used to be that if you did that with a dog, the dog would be in some sort of solitude for months at a time. Used to be able to quiet their dogs. Had a friend who was a South African many years ago, and she bought a place in London, and she had to bring her dog from South Africa to London. They put it in quarantine for 6 months to make sure that there was nothing wrong with the dog. And many countries have done that. Some still do, but now it's back and forth. I think it's easier to do it domestically. I used to bring Charlotte with me back and forth. And it was, she was great. Everybody loved talking to her.
I know, and look, I love animals.
Depends on
I love my cat.
And you don't have to put a preface in them. Because that's what people want
to
do.
Why do I have to go to the movies with my animal? I mean, you're kind of infringing.
Who goes to the movies with their animal? When did that start?
My friend took her dog because it was a service animal.
To the movies?
Yes.
Oh, people take them everywhere.
Really?
I don't understand why
now
we
are wussified. I'm with you on that one.
And you know, as much as I do love animals, I'm allergic to a lot of dogs. My dad will tell you this. I can't even walk into his house without starting to sneeze.
Did you used to do that when you were around Charlotte? Were you allergic to?
I'm not allergic to all dogs. She had a different kind of hair. I don't think I sneezed around her too much.
No.
And my dad's previous dog wasn't a problem, but this dog, for some reason, I'm allergic. But it's just rude.
When you go online and pay to get a letter granting you permission for an emotional support animal, your letter might want to sound like this.
If you take a look around New York, you'll probably notice a lot of animals in places you...
Oopsies.
Oops. Who's a dick now?
To whom it may concern, I am a licensed mental health professional who is currently treating Mark Akonzi for his emotional mental health condition. He has a disorder for which an emotional support animal will help provide him with the relief that traditional medication cannot.
I have prescribed him to have one pig for emotional support.
Thanks for that, by the way.
A pig?
All right, that was funny.
A pig, a turkey? I mean, give me a break.
All right. Speaking of animals, Sean Penn has written the article is called El Chapo Speaks. by Sean Penn. Doesn't that sound like My Summer at Camp by Sean Penn?
That's right.
And he starts the article by, and this is at DougStephan.com, by the way, in the trending box. It's September 28th, 2015. My head is swimming, labeling track phones, burners, one per contact, one per day, destroy, burn, buy, balancing levels of encryption, mirroring through black phones, anonymous email addresses, unsent messages, accessed in draft form. It's a clandestine horror show for the single most technologically illiterate man left standing. At 55 years old, I've never learned to use a laptop. And it goes on and on. There's a picture of Sean Penn shaking El Chapo's hand with one of his El Chapo shirts on that you can't find now in L.A. because they're sold out. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. So the interview was in September. I thought it was just like in December.
It was just published.
Oh, it was back in September, for heaven's sakes. All right, so that's that story. Other troubling items today, the governor of Michigan asking President Obama to help the water situation in Flint, Michigan. This problem goes back to April of last year. The governor and the National Guard and all the other parties, like putting Humpty Dumpty together again. This situation, you've heard me talking about this every day this week. This is the most asinine reality that you could possibly imagine. How these people got away with, if you didn't hear the story, they used to get their water there out of Lake, it wasn't Lake Michigan, I think it was Lake Superior. It didn't make a difference. The lake's water is great. But they decided they didn't want to pay for it because it was being cleansed in Detroit and then shipped up to Flint. So they decided they'd take their water right out of the Flint River, which is full of everything you can imagine. Because at one point in time, there were five, count them, one, two, three, four, five automobile assembly plants along that river in Flint. So you know what happens when you're involved in an industrial work situation like that. A lot of it gets runoff. It's runoff into the river. So the river is full of all kinds of things, mostly lead and contaminants like that. And the children are getting sick all over the place. The city's going to get sued into bankruptcy. But it's just that kind of stupidity where one person makes a decision like that that's so bad. Where is the common sense? What would tell you, what would make you think that sucking water out of a river that's full with all kinds of contaminants is going to work? Where do you come to? How do you exist as a human being and be that stupid? And then the rest of the people in town go along with you. It's like there's a disease. Maybe they got sick before they started drinking the water. It's nuts. And what it's going to cost to clean it up. So now it's gone from a local situation to a statewide problem, and now it's a federal problem. Wow. Be happy you're not in Flint drinking the water there. 44 past the hour. Jennifer checks the television news, including what will be in the debut department for tonight's viewing. That's next here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Hey, Burger King, it's Mike calling again. I called a billion times about the burgers and the chicken and the flame grilling. My big idea. Call me back. I'm here at home.
Michael, didn't we talk about you trying the new flame-grilled chicken burger from Burger King? A savory flame-grilled chicken patty topped with veggies on a toasted bun, now just two for $5. Or mix and match with another delicious sandwich, part of the two for $5 deal. The new flame-grilled chicken burger, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
175 years ago, Tocqueville warned Americans about a new kind of oppression from our own government. He said, "The government covers the surface of society with a network of small, complicated rules through which the most original minds and the most energetic characters cannot penetrate. The will of man is not shattered but softened, bent and guided. Men are seldom forced by it to act, but they are constantly restrained from acting. Such a power does not tyrannize, but it compresses, extinguishes, and stupefies a people until a nation is reduced to nothing better than a flock of timid animals of which the government is the shepherd. We must look through the lens of liberty and take back our freedom before it's too late.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators' January flooring sale. Right now, you can get 20% off our already low prices on our thickest and best laminate. And our natural maple laminate is an unbeatable 49 cents. That's 50% off. Or get beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid prefinished Brazilian Koa at 40% off. Gorgeous engineered hardwood like gunstock oak up to 50% off. Plus, get more great deals starting at just 59 cents. And get special financing. Hurry before these deals are gone. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Time for Jennifer to give us the straight scoop on what's going on the television screen. I thought this was interesting, Jen. Samsung's line of smart TVs this year, featuring a hub to connect all internet-connected devices in your home. The Smart Hub TV, product of Samsung's acquisition of SmartThings. And so this is, again, the connected society and what it is that we are going to be faced with. I suppose choices, some of us may not be comfortable. Some of us may just want to keep things the way they are, which may be a problem.
Too bad for us.
Yeah,
too
exactly.
Too bad for those people, because everything, the only thing that changes is change, right?
Yep. Adam Lambert in the news today.
Yeah. This isn't a shocking casting tidbit, but because it's pretty good. Adam Lambert, who's been touring with Queen, he's actually the top-earning American Idol star over Carrie Underwood, crazy, is returning to Fox. He has been tapped to co-star and their rendition of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is going to air live on the channel. So that'll be kind of cool to see Adam Lambert back on Fox. Also, remember yesterday we were all excited because the cast of Friends getting back together?
Yeah.
Well, apparently not so fast. Yeah. It was now made clear that Matthew Perry will not be joining the reunion.
Why? Why is he so busy?
He's in rehearsals for a London play, and he said, I guess the network knew about this before they made the announcement, but they chose to ignore or maybe pressure him.
Come on.
I don't know. You'd think that he would. I mean, he's definitely not the biggest star by far. I mean, you would think maybe it would be Jennifer Aniston who wouldn't come back, but the special will tape on June 24th without Matthew Perry. Dirty Dancing, remember that movie? Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Right.
Well, ABC is going to do a musical version of that. Deborah Messing is going to join.
So what happened to her TV show on NBC? Was she and Josh Logan are sort of ex-husband and wife police?
The Chronicles of Laura?
That was a good show.
The Mysterious Life of Laura? What is it?
Yeah, no, it's Chronicles of.
She's still doing that. This is actually like a one-time.
Oh, event. Okay. So that's a good show.
The Mysteries of Laura.
Mysteries of Laura.
I knew it was Chronicles of Mysteries.
That's a good show. Who's Nick Carter?
Nick Carter was a Backstreet Boy.
That's not who was Madonna's. Not Madonna's. What's-her-face's husband? Who's the... that's Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon, right. That was Mariah Carey's husband. No, Nick Carter he was just competing on Dancing with the Stars. He did really well, came in second, announced his wife's pregnancy on the air. Well, now he's in trouble. Not quite TV news, but sort of. He was on Dancing with the Stars. He was out partying it up at Hog's Breath Saloon in Key West, where I know you like to hang out. He was so intoxicated, the bartender tried to not serve him, and Nick caused a big scene and got himself arrested.
And LeBron James is getting a reality series on CNBC.
On CNBC, of all places, right?
51 after on Good Day. You're
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
A service that comes courtesy of the Fromers Travel Guide and the folks at Fromers.com, Twitter at Fromers, F-R-O-M-M-E-R-S. Pauline Fromer is here with, I guess I wanted to first focus on this announcement this week that WOW, an airline that's headquartered in England, I think. Are they or no?
Actually in Iceland.
Iceland, right. So yeah. Iceland Air, in a sense, is going to sell seats to Europe from California for $99. How long does that last?
Well, I think you got to be pretty darn lucky to get one of those seats, but they do exist. I've heard of people who have gotten them.
Really?
They put aside 10% of the seats on some of their off-season flights. This is because they have new service from L.A. and from San Francisco to Iceland, and from Iceland they fly all over Europe.
Yeah,
you can go to Paris, you can go to London, etc. So it could be a good deal if you can get one of those flights. So don't delay, because there's a limited number of them, and they're kind of at ugly times to fly to Europe. They're in November, they're in October of next year. They're not right away, they're not over the summer, but they do exist. So wow.
Yeah. We have a story at DougSteffen.com about this. What do they use? Using this, I'm going to get into the weeds with you for a minute. What are they using for airplanes? I'm looking at a picture. It looks like it's an A321, which would be not a comfortable ride. The 757s that most of the Iceland Air has 757s, and I think they're a very good intermediate airplane, frankly. But you get into, there's now a couple of airlines that are running 737s to Hawaii, even using a 737 to do coast-to-coast transcontinental, which is what Americans doing. Those are, they're not the plane for that.
Well, I think they would say it's about the destination, not the journey.
I know they would say that, but for me, part of the fun is riding there. Don't you find that when you take a vacation or a trip for work or whatever it is, don't you want to look forward to the trip itself? That is how you get there before you get there?
I think I've given up on that a long time ago. Checks. Maybe because I'm short. I fly economy. I want to save money so I have stuff to spend when I'm in the destination. Yeah. And you are going to save money, but you're right. It's not going to be a comfortable flight. They're not going to feed you anything. They're going to pay. You're going to have to pay if you want to get food.
Yeah.
And you're going to pay extra for your luggage. Every single thing will be nickeled and dimed.
Yeah.
But you're going to be spending hundreds less than you normally would to get to Europe.
Yeah. See, that's the difference between maybe me, and I don't think I'm spoiled. I just travel a lot. I don't want to sit in the back. I don't want to sit. I want to take there. I want to be okay when I get there. And if you sit in the middle of the 25th row on a 757 or even a 767 flying from the East Coast to Europe, you'll have lost a day by the time you get there to recuperate from that trip. So that's kind of the way I look at it anyway.
Yeah, I'll be in the middle seat today. I'm flying New York to San Diego because I'm appearing at the San Diego Travel and Adventure Show. And I never plan ahead. So I got the seats at the last minute. So middle
seat
for me.
The lady in my life, she never plans ahead either. And either you end up in the middle seat or you pay through the nose. Take the trip. I'm surprised at you. I would have thought with all of the work that you do and all as fabulously well known as you are, that people would be smart enough to take care of you, although you probably want to write on, the
conditions. Yeah, I have to take care of myself so I can write about it, and I consider my travel mistakes to be made so I can warn people not to do what I just did.
All right, then I'll bite on that. What's the most recent thing that you wrote at Fromis.com about the happenings of one of your trips?
Well, I think we discussed this a little last week, but I once made the mistake of asking a concierge at a hotel where I should go eat, and he sent me to the worst place ever. It was totally empty. It was clear that he had gotten a kickback for sending me there.
Yeah, right.
It was
going to
be my last night in country. I really wanted a special meal. I got the exact opposite.
So are people afraid of terrorism when they get on? There are a lot of people who are talking off of some of the blogs and travel sites about cruising and not wanting to go on a cruise because they're afraid some crazy nut's going to throw a bomb on the ship.
It's not that they're going to throw a bomb on the ship, but it is interesting. I mean, this week, Istanbul, a very popular tourist destination in the heart of the tourist area, was bombed. Last week, Disney pulled out of Istanbul even before the bombing. So there are some security issues we have to think about.
Check out all of the issues and all the information. Pauline's father, Arthur, started Fromers Online. It's Fromers Travel Guides and Fromers.com. Thank you. Happy traveling. Happy trails.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.